Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, February 3rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's Friday already. This week blew by. And folks, we're not going to mess around today. I came home this afternoon and immediately laid a scenario on Lisa. Here it is. And I'll tell you what, it's troubling. This might be the most important show we've ever done on Wing TV. That's how large the ramifications are. I start off by saying, Lisa, what if George Bush came on TV tonight and said it was the most important news conference he ever held? Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he looked at the American people, looked at the cameras, and he said, everything we've done up until this point has been a mistake. For decades and decades now, we've run this country into the ground. We've potentially put it at the edge of disaster. And right now, what's going on in Iran, this whole thing about the introduction of an Iranian oil bourse, is threatening life as we know it in this country.
Now, we know that's totally implausible.
Right.
George Bush will never come out and say anything like that. But right. Get beyond that for a minute and listen to what Victor just said.
Right. So he looks at the camera, and of course we know that George Bush is never going to tell us the truth. But he says, here's what's going to happen. If Iran introduces this oil bourse, the entire world is going to jump to the euro, and it's going to crush the United States. It's going to crumble our economy, and we're going to go back to 1929, back to the day that the stock market crashed. And he holds up a picture then of all the brown colored people, the grayish brown, you know, them old black and white photographs where they're all standing in line at the soup lines and so forth. And he says, America, what do you want me to do? If we don't bomb Iran, they introduce the oil bourse, and our way of life as we know it, all the luxuries and the fringe benefits that we know from having this fake currency reserve system, everything goes away when we're back to 1929. It's either that or...
or we bomb Iran and kill countless numbers of innocent people, overthrow their regime, install a puppet government, install a central bank which ties back to the Fed to save the dollar, to save our free skate economy,
so
and
we
perpetuate the illusion even more and allow ourselves more borrowed time.
So we kill their people, innocent people. We steal their land, and we steal their oil. Now, what do you want? We're asking this question to you. We're laying it out. Do we bomb Iran to save our own skin, to cover all of the things we've done wrong all these years in regard to the Federal Reserve and so forth? Or do we kill those innocent people?
Yeah, I mean, the position that we're in is an us versus them now.
Yeah.
We've been placed, we've allowed ourselves to be placed in this position because for decades now, people have not spoken out and challenged the leaders on what they're doing,
right,
and the media.
Now,
so it's us or them. So Iran will essentially serve as a sacrificial lamb to save the people of the United States and our economy under this illusion of borrowed time.
Now, please understand what this means. We can't just talk in generalities. This means 1929. If you have two cars, you'll be lucky if you have one. If you have one car only, forget it. You don't have a car anymore. All of the luxuries you have, if you go to the gym, how about your high-speed cable internet that people are paying $80 a month for their TV and their cable? That's gone. There's
your trips, your vacations.
Trips, vacations, everything. How about how people go out to eat on Friday and Saturday nights at the restaurant? That's all gone.
Your savings.
Yeah.
Designer clothes.
Yeah, clothes that you go out and buy every spring and summer and fall. You wear what you have now for years on end. You remember the pictures of the people with the Great Depression? Holes in their shoes. They have to put pieces of cardboard in them. They have to sew up their socks and so forth.
And remember,
this is the reality of it.
And the people at the top of the chain aren't going to be impacted this way, just as they
right.
weren't impacted during the Great Depression.
Right.
They'll come out intact. It's the people, the everyday people, the majority of the people in this country are everyday people. They're not at the top of the food chain.
So
how are they going to fare?
So we'll ask again, do we bomb Iran and kill the innocent people and have that on our collective conscience?
Yeah.
Or do we bite the bullet and say, go ahead, do as you please, but we're going to crash? Now, here's a second scenario. Pretend it's not George Bush that's given this speech. Pretend we impeached him tomorrow and a good guy came out. Joe Smith.
This is also implausible because a good guy is never going to make it in there.
Right. But for the sake of argument, Joe Smith comes out and he says, you know what? I despise the New World Order. I hate everything that we've done over the last decades, killing Kennedy, the government was behind 9/11, on and on and on
right.
and on.
And,
everything
and
we've
assume,
done.
Presume that he actually survives that speech.
Yeah. So he says to the camera, to 300 million American people, you know what? As much as I hate George Bush, he did lay the scenario outright. If Iran introduces this force, we get crushed. That's done. 1929, and he holds the picture up, okay? What are you going to do? Bomb Iran or bite the bullet? Here's a third scenario. What if Iran and the United States, and say with the New World Order behind them, came to an agreement that instead of having an introduction of the Borscht and a huge crash, they introduce it, but they ease it in.
So incrementally.
So America's standard of living within the next 1 to 2 years drops down to, say, the level of Guatemala. Okay, so it's not a huge 1929 crash. It's simply that we become a socialist nation that's evened out with everybody else.
A reduction in the quality of living.
Right.
Something far different than what most people are now accustomed to.
So it'll be a little bit better than the crash scenario, but we're basically going to be part of a whole socialist fabric now. The same kind of thing we talked about yesterday. So, do we accept that and give away most everything we have? I mean, there's people, a lot of people, Lisa, that are lucky to be able to make it from week to week,
right,
considering the high cost of fuel that it takes to heat our houses, and on and on and on. If we had, say, a 20 or 30 or 50% reduction in our standard of living, that means the high-speed internet cable is gone. The cable TV is gone.
All the perks and the luxuries and the fun things in life that you can now afford to do, a lot of those would be gone. But the upside of that would be that we wouldn't be wiping out a bunch of people, innocent people in a foreign nation, and helping perpetuate the beast in that way.
Now, let's look at this. The people, the small cabal that's heading Iran knows damn well that if they introduce this Borscht
and it becomes operational and successful
next month, that we're going to get crushed. They know that. Okay? Now, does this change your thinking at all? Now do we bomb Iran? They know it. They knowingly realize that if they put this out here, and not only do they put out the Borscht, but they create a fourth marker.
Right.
And you have to read these articles. There's five of them now.
Right.
And there's going to be five more next
Currently,
week.
There are three oil markers. They're all denominated on the dollar.
Right.
The fourth one that would be introduced because of the Iranian oil Borscht would be denominated in the euro. So this oil Borscht would be actually breaking up their oil monopoly.
And that directly affects all of us on a day-to-day basis because, as Lisa said, if you go back to 1929 when the stock market crashed, which people survived the best? It was that small cabal at the top because when there was the run on the stock market, they just waited till everything hit rock bottom.
Remember, they benefit from market volatility.
Right.
You and I don't.
They go in and scoop everything up, just like right now. If our market crashes, if this housing bubble pops, there's going to be foreclosures left, right, up, down, and in between everywhere you can look. So who's going to scoop up all the houses once they drop 70% of their value? Well, it's not going to be you or me.
Right.
It's going to be the people at the top. So now, knowing that the leaders of Iran fully realize this is what's going to happen, do we bomb Iran or let them introduce the Borscht?
Sounds like a pretty gloomy scenario, either way you look at it, doesn't it?
Yeah. As Lisa said, we're screwed every
either
which way.
Way
there is. Now, to continue on with this, after Lisa and I were discussing this, the phone rang, and it was Mark Glenn, someone we have as much respect for as anybody out there. He's a straight shooter. And when we need advice, or we need to ask questions.
Right.
He calls, and I didn't even...
Well,
there
for
was,
those of you who don't know or not don't remember, he's author of No Beauty and the Beast,
right.
Israel Without Her Mascara, an excellent book.
And he's going to be on our show again next Thursday. But anyways, when he called, there was no pleasantries, no hello, how's
no.
it? I said, Mark.
Victor hits him with the cold grip right off the bat.
And I lay it on him. I says, I have a question for you. So I laid this whole scenario out. And I said, what do we do? And he said, are you asking me what I think the American people would do or what we should do? I said, well, what do you think we should do? And he says, introduce the Boers. Okay, let Iran do it. And then he goes into a scenario that, you know, these are, if we're ever going to recover from this, it's like, he said, it's like cancer. You have a fatal dose of cancer. And he says, they interject huge amounts of chemo into you. And you just hope that the chemo kills the cancer before the cancer kills you.
Right.
And that's a big risk to take. He was also saying, and he has a good point, that he thinks that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, isn't coming out and saying this fiery rhetoric without a lot of backing behind him.
Right.
And he's thinking that it's Russia behind him. Okay? Because there's never been a politician, I think, ever, that's come out with this as much pizzazz, as much fire as Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran.
Absolutely. So, in fact, I even agree with what he said. He said, what happened to the Jews wasn't done to them here.
Yeah.
The Europeans did it. So why should the Arabs pay the price? I agree with that.
And plus, he's the one holding this conference or seminar on the factuality of the Holocaust. But that's veering off in another direction.
Uh-huh.
So Glenn was saying that potentially Russia could be the ones
behind
it, and that they're actually bucking the Zionist New World Order. But I says, if you look at all the contracts that have been made within the last year or two, Russia is becoming like this with China.
Mm-hmm.
I says, so we have to... If America gets screwed, what's going to happen is that Russia and China are going to be the ones who assume control of the world stage. They're basically just using Ahmadinejad the way Hitler was used.
The front
during,
man.
Yeah, the front man. He's the one that's going against the grain, I guess. So, do we want us to take a fall to allow China and Russia to assume the world stage, to be the king of the hill?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mark says, well, you know, you just got to take your medicine. This is the sins of the father born by the son. But I says, Mark, if we haven't done anything now to stop this government that we have, this new world order, and we have as
right.
many resources available to us.
How are we going
to
do it once we collapse?
If we have nothing.
Right.
If we don't even have internet anymore,
uh-huh.
how are we going to do it? So, that's another element of the equation. And even if Russia, say, was bucking the Zionist New World Order, and they take control of things, you have to remember that the IMF and the World Bank are controlled by the Zionist interests. All they have to do to Russia is just put the economic screws to them,
yep.
and they shut their machine down. So then, since they have this perfect New World Order society in China, they let China assume the stage. And China is one of the most brutal, bloodthirsty countries in existence right now. And I wouldn't trust China as far as I could spit at them.
This isn't looking too good, is it?
Yeah.
Any scenario we've laid out thus far.
Right. So, again, we're going to ask, what do we do? The president's coming to you. Or his replacement, Joe Smith, the good guy's coming to you in St. America. What do? You've just heard all of these various scenarios now. Do we bomb Iran and stop the Bourse? Or do we let it go, take the crash, and sit back and watch as China and Russia assume the front stage? Now remember, if that happens, they're going to be the ones who take control of the oil. Right now, in State College, where we live, oil is about $2, or gas is $2.43 a gallon, I believe. What happens if it's $4.86 a gallon? It doubles. Because they're like, we're king of the hill now. We're still going to give you oil. We're just going to give it to you twice the cost. And I know what it costs us to heat our house every year. I'm sure all of you know it too, especially in the northern states.
Right.
So how does that add to the, does that make the scenario any rosier?
It's such a complicated scenario, and this is a position that we've all been placed in now, that we've allowed ourselves to be placed in through our silence and through the silence of our parents.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, which scenario looks best to you?
Now, all of you out there in the scenario, everybody likes to look out for their own self-interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure thoughts are triggering. When I asked Mark Glenn, I says, which scenario do you think the American people would choose?
Yeah, if to save ourselves at the expense of another people.
Yeah. I mean, if George Bush said, tomorrow, we're going to vote on it. We're going to hold a special election tomorrow. There's only going to be one question. Bomb Iran and get rid of the Boers, or don't bomb Iran and let them introduce it and potentially take the crash.
Well, but what happens if, say, they did bomb Iran, they take out the whole idea of the Boers there, and then another nation decides to do the same thing. We're going to bomb them, and it's just going to be an ongoing vicious circle.
Well, the only thing that Iran has in its favor in that sense is they're sitting on oil. I mean, if Finland, or say, you know, what's a country that...
Canada?
Say Canada, you know. Canada's sitting on a lot of... Let's just say Finland. If Finland comes out and says, we're going to introduce a new Boers, everyone's going to say, well, who cares? You don't have anything there anyway. The only reason Iran's able to do this is because they're sitting on the second biggest glut of oil other than Saudi Arabia. So, the American people go to the polls tomorrow. And that's the question. Bomb Iran or not? What are you going to vote for? What do you think the outcome is going to be? When I asked Mark Glenn, he said, bomb Iran. That's what he said he thought the American people would do. But he also threw something in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what, Victor? He says the Islamic people are right now the best friends America has. And for a second...
They know what the true enemy,
yeah.
who the true enemy really is.
And then I went in, after I hung up with him, I went in the bathroom, started getting ready for the show, and after going through these whole scenarios, me and Lisa were talking about it, and my mind's racing a million miles an hour, I said, I have it! I know the solution. And so I come out to Lisa and I said, why does Iran hate us? And she sat there for a second, and I said, why does the Muslim world hate America's guts so much? And you said,
because we prop up Israel.
There it is.
Because of Israel.
There it is. There's the solution. Do we bomb Iran? No. Who do we bomb?
Israel.
Israel. That's who we bomb.
That solves the whole problem right there.
We bomb Israel. And if we did that, if our president, now this is very implausible because all of the Zionists, they've so infected our government and they've so infected the world monetary system like a disease.
And the neocons controlling our government are all pro-Zionists.
Yeah, so they're like a virus, like a parasite, a disease coursing through
us. Right, but rather than looking at the symptoms, what's the root?
The root.
The root is we prop up the terrorist nation of Israel.
And that's why Iran hates us. That's why Iraq hates us. And that's why so many other people in the Middle East hate us. If we came out tomorrow and said, Israel, you're done. We're cutting off all aid to you. Your nuclear weapons are going to be disarmed within a week. And if not, you're going to have hell to pay.
Think about it. We have allowed Israel to become the beast, the monster that it's become. It poses a danger to every other nation around it.
And it's because of Israel that this whole introduction of the Boers is going to happen. Because I told Lisa, I said, if we came out and said this, that Iran, or that Israel is the enemy, that they get no more aid, that they have to disarm their nukes, do you think Iran would still introduce this force? They'd say, hey, wait a second. Why don't we sit down at the table now and discuss this rationally? The only reason they hate us is because we're trying to kill them. And the reason
we're helping Israel
kill them.
Right.
And so their life is in danger via Israel. So they're saying, why should we give a damn if we introduce this force that's going to crash America?
Right.
Because we're fighting for our own survival. Israel
Absolutely.
Is the root evil cause.
And you know what's the biggest irony is everyone else always has to pay the price, except for Israel. And Israel is the instigator in all of these things, beating the war drum against Iraq, beating the war drum against Iran.
Yep.
They're beating the war drum for impending wars for the future. Syria, who's next?
And guess what? If America did take the fall and we had our 1929 crash, do you think Israel would be there helping us up? They'd spit on us, they'd kick us while we're down, and guess what they would do?
Sidle up to somebody else.
They'd sidle up to the next person or the next country that emerged as the king of the hill. They've done it throughout their history, and they'd do it again. They'd spit on us in a second. And you know what? I'm so glad that Mark Glenn called, because it was like a miracle, because after that conversation, even though I was troubled by the scenarios he was bringing up, it finally became crystal clear. Who's the real enemy?
The real enemy is Israel and Zionists.
Yeah. So, folks, please read these articles on divorce. They're entitled War with Iran. We have 5 of them in the archives now. We're going to have 5 more of them next week. And except for Frank Whalen, I don't hear anybody else in the alternative media talking about this stuff. Next, in a week, or well, I guess in 2 weeks, we're going to be on Visigoth's show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the Iranian oil bourse. And,
it's a precarious situation we're in. We are in a very, very dangerous position.
And when you tune into these other stations and hear them blah, 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 blah about the very generalities about the New World Order and Big Brother. There's no specifics. They're not laying out the scenario like we just did.
Yep.
And speaking
when you
of
think
which,
about think about where we're going, where we're heading, think about how we got here, and think about the driving forces behind it.
I think this is the biggest dose of reality we've ever presented on this show. And also look
it's
at
my head hurt.
Yeah. Look at the Wing TV homepage speaking of this subject. There's an article called Alex Jones, Zionist Protection Racket, and you better start asking yourself, who is Alex Jones and these others and the alternative media protecting by their silence about not speaking out about Israel? And anybody that reads this article today and can't see the writing on the wall, then you're either a Kool-Aid drinking robotic automaton, or they're just so numbed in the mind that they might as well go join the Fox News, CNN, CBS crowd, because they're as brain dead as they are. The writing's on the wall, folks. Anybody protecting the Zionists is doing the same damn thing that our government and our mainstream media is doing. They're protecting the Zionists, and so is Jones and all the rest of them that refuse to speak out about them.
And we're coming out. We're not afraid to say it either.
That's right. We're going to have other news for you next week. But there's some troubling stuff.
Very, very troubling.
And we
could have thought about all this.
Yeah, we could have came out today and been very sensationalistic, but instead we wait and verify our sources. We'll have news for you next week. Until then, folks, keep your eyes open. And as you've seen today, there is a whole hell of a lot going on.
Think long and hard this weekend and get a hold of us. Let us know what you think should be done. Till then, see you Monday.